Thanks for listening to the Koi Pond on Podcast One.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood.
Yo! Look, man. We're all tired. It's the holiday season, you know? So you do late night shopping. I still have a tree with no lights on it. I literally just have a plant
in the house. So you just have a plant. That's a year-round plant, though.
I have a green tree.
Yep.
In the middle of the living room.
With no lights.
With no lights.
That's
no
a good lights. Thing.
I mean,
you're just getting more oxygen in your house. That's all you're doing.
That's it. It's cleaning up the CO2.
That's it.
Smell good.
Yeah, you're good. You can keep that year-round. You don't ever have to remove it. That's the key. If you have lights on, and they'd be like, "Hey, haven't you moved the Christmas tree?" Like, no, this is just a plant that I always keep in my house.
I didn't think of that.
Can you ask me a question? Do you have any other plants in your house?
No, that's the only one, and it's kind of like it's the big. You know what I mean? It'd be one thing if it was just one small plant, but this is a big motherfucker, man.
It's
you know
a
what
huge
I mean?
Trick.
He takes up half the living room.
Well, that's your problem there.
Yeah, it's just like you're watching TV and you look to your right and he's like, "Yo, I'm still here, man." Yo, you go, "I'm watching these gifts, man."
Yo,
you
man,
you could dress me up, man? What?
I see the lights from here, man.
Hey,
just
man.
Just grab them.
Hey.
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 Look out your window. That's the same tree out there. I'm in here.
And that tree out there has lights.
Hey, look, I gave up my life to be in here. You can't dress me up? You can't put an ornament?
I mean, what is the holdup?
I don't know.
No?
I don't know. One time we were supposed to do it on a Tuesday one time, like last Tuesday.
Yeah, it's already been a week.
Yeah.
It's just flown last
Tuesday. On a Tuesday one time.
Well, there were two Tuesdays. Yeah. Wasn't there? No? Fuck.
Two Tuesdays.
I think there's actually
I could have sworn I had
one
it
week?
2 weeks. No, I could have sworn I had it for 2 weeks.
I think there's 50 of them,
actually. God damn it. Yeah, 52 motherfuckers.
You had it for 2 weeks now?
I think so. I've had it for 2 weeks, right? And each week, my son, we eat, and then we fall asleep on ornament day. We fell asleep on ornament day, and then we both said, we'll get it tomorrow. And we fall asleep again.
Can I be honest with you, though?
Go ahead, Chase.
A naked ornamentless tree is some next level fucking man
shit,
bro.
That's
man shit, bro.
That is
right.
That's pretty dumb, actually. You think about it.
Yeah.
That's forward thinking, man. That's forward thinking.
I might set a trend.
Yeah.
I might be that cat. The no light, no ornament guy. I might set a thing, and I'll make it like environmental shit. I'll do
naked.
Like environmental shit. Like, yo,
there's nothing environmental about it. There's nothing. You fucking murdered a tree.
Oh, I did.
And then you didn't even use it for all. It's like killing an animal and not eating the meat. You're just like,
I've done that.
You're just like, fuck this animal.
Yeah, yeah. I killed an animal.
I'm just going to murder this thing.
No, I would never
away.
Kill. I would never kill an animal. I couldn't do it. I'll let someone else do it. I'll eat a motherfucking cow in a heartbeat. In India.
While looking at them. While looking at dead eyes.
Beef stew.
This is beef, no, beef ribs.
Beef ribs.
With no gloves on.
No gloves, no sauce. No sauce.
Not even cooked.
It's just cow. Yo, I'm eating cow. What flavor
flesh.
Is this? Red?
Red. Yes.
This is beef blood.
Nothing better than regular
Keep praying. Hey, keep praying to it. I'm going to eat it.
Oh, that's terrible. All my Hindus out there, I'll be touring in India very soon.
The beef stew tour.
Call it the beef stew tour. Borscht tour.
Yeah, bro. Mo, you are fucking hilarious, man.
Oh, thank you, man.
Tell everyone where you're going to be, man.
Oh, right out of the gate, right out of the gate. Let's get it over with.
You don't have to do the whole playlist. Like, just
I'm just trying to be in Raleigh.
What's your Instagram handle?
Real Mo Ammer.
Don't you fucking hate that there's another Mo Ammer out there?
Well, there's like hundreds of millions at this point, I would say. Muhammad Ammer is like
Muhammad is different.
Yeah,
but Mo Ammer,
yeah,
that's a very specific name.
There's a lot of my nephew is named Muhammad Ammer. It's crazy. His name is Muhammad, his last name is Ammer, so he's just walking around with my name on.
Yeah, that's kind of shitty, man. Does he have a beard too?
No.
Okay,
he's
good. So
fuzzy. Well, he's like 22. He's a pilot now, which is really amazing.
Hey, man. Yeah. No one gives a fuck he's a pilot.
Hey, I give a fuck.
He's a pilot.
It's amazing,
you got
bro.
A goddamn it's Netflix special. Yeah. Don't let your family put the goddamn pilot in front of you. Fuck the pilot school. Fuck aviation. Fuck, I am a comedian, premier comedian,
that's
I'm on Netflix.
You're right, yeah, what the fuck?
You got your parents in your head, man.
That's it. I got my mom, yeah.
My mom, 100%.
That's parents.
Yo, my mom made me brag about lawyers in the family. I didn't give a fuck about. And she didn't even call him lawyer. She called him attorney. That's attorney Rick. I'm like, why am I calling him attorney Rick? Rick.
Well, if you call him
a fuck.
Well, how many Ricks do you have in your family?
One.
Well, then you shouldn't call him attorney
Rick.
Exactly. Well, see, there's a lot of Muhammads in my family. So it's like, oh, that's Dr. Muhammad. That's lawyer Muhammad. That's
but they still do it.
Muhammad,
they still do it with a little bit of oomph in it, right?
Exactly. Yeah, 100%.
Hey, there's your pilot.
There's a little shift.
Pilot Muhammad.
I mean, I don't think we.
There's pilot Muhammad.
Funny
hey, when you get to one of your. And they'll downplay your gig. When you need to get to one of your little gigs, he can fly there. Yeah, yo, you know what? Fuck him.
No, honestly, not fucking. I'm gonna leverage that situation because apparently you can rent planes fairly cheaply. Like for the
I didn't know that.
And I think I'm just gonna use him right now and just fly to gigs.
Yeah,
just call it the Muhammad's tour, and then we'll just fly in everywhere.
Two Muhammads for the price of one.
Yeah, that's it. No, yeah. He's just gonna fly. Obviously, the kid can't. Tell a joke to
he
save
can't
his
tell
fuck.
A joke.
He can't tell a joke to save
he
his
can't
life.
Can't even talk right on the goddamn airplane thing.
He can barely talk right without the microphone, much less with the microphone in front of that many people.
Yeah, I don't think you need a moniker in front of your name if you're the most Googleable one.
Yes. No, 100%. But here's the issue: it's like he's already getting that from me. His name, he has the same damn name. He could be walking around like, yeah, that was me, like, you know, 10 years ago. I just shaved.
Did you ever, suggest to him that he put a junior behind his name or something like
he's
that?
He's not my son. That'd be weird.
Yeah, but he's younger.
Yeah, he is younger.
He's not as famous.
I'd do it.
Force him to change his last. Not as famous. He's not famous at all. He was checking in. He was in Florida checking in, and he was like, are you related to Mo Ammer? Are you related to that guy? Because you have the same name. He's like, oh, that's my uncle. He's already getting benefits and shit.
That's what I'm saying.
He got free upgrades.
He's like a child. He's like a child of yours.
He is like a child of mine.
That's what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's why you can't be bragging about this guy like that next time.
I know. I'm just shocked that he's like 21 and is a pilot already. Like,
he already put in his 10,000 hours already.
No, 10,000 hours. 10,000 hours
he
is
probably
like
has
very
really,
rare.
He probably has really, really good eyesight. Because that's what it takes to be a pilot.
Really thick glasses.
He does?
Yeah, most pilots don't have great eyesight, actually. They actually start losing their eyesight over time, for sure.
At 21?
Well, I mean, the kid's a nerd.
He just got his eyes.
He's
21 years ago.
But he's a massive nerd.
Is he a massive nerd?
Massive nerd.
But he can fly anything.
He's like, oh, calculus. Hey, oh, I just got a 97 on a calculus. You know, he's like one of those fucking guys.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I had a best friend that did that shit. We had the same class, and that motherfucker aced every goddamn test, man.
Everything.
I'm like, are you going to study? He's like, no, I kind of read it. I skimmed through.
Yeah.
You skimmed through, motherfucker? Yeah.
That's all my brothers.
Really?
All my family. Except me. I didn't get that. I got the skim through gene, but I just test hair horribly at math. I just don't test well for math. Yeah, yeah. Everything else,
math
I'm okay.
Math is your kryptonite.
Math is my kryptonite. Mm.
Same. You just can't wing it. You can't wing math. That's the only thing. I'm good at winging shit.
Because there's an actual definite answer.
Yeah.
I can wing biology. I can wing chemistry. I could not wing.
You can bullshit your way through everything else.
Math. Everything else.
I can't bullshit through biology, man.
No.
I'm not scared
when
to
I say
this.
I bullshitted through biology, I mean like I cheated off of my class.
Okay, yeah, yeah. We understood the definition. You ain't gonna explain how you
robbed. How's your fucking Christmas tree,
hey,
Joe?
Hey, you don't have to explain how you robbed the place. We know how you robbed it.
I'm gonna FaceTime your Christmas
tree.
Hey,
when
tree.
I say robbed, I mean I went in there and stole shit. Hey, we know, Ma. We know what bullshit through biology is.
It's all happening again.
Look, man.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm not scared to say it, but I was dumb throughout every class. Any class it was. I got a C plus in PE.
In gym.
Wow. That's no joke. I was fucking horrible in everything, man. I knew I wanted to be a comedian when I was like, I don't know, 10, 11.
That's when I figured out, 10 years old. Yeah.
And I really had that mentality, like, I don't give a fuck about school. 100%. I really did not. My whole thing was entertaining and being funny at school. I always had to be the funny guy.
Right.
And not to the point where I'm like, oh, I'm going to be that funny guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew I had that skill set. You know what I mean?
Now you could sit back and be patient and just snipe.
Hey, like a fucking
just
ninja.
Just snipe. Yeah. Feel that. Same.
So I was horrible, man. People used to make fun of me, like my best friend at the time.
Used to.
Motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
Motherfucker.
You said that.
You should have been a pilot.
I was going to get my flight out. I was watching
that Netflix special. I go, this motherfucker should have been a pilot. If he was a pilot, it'd be so much better. Yeah, man. No, I remember that, like, just making fun of me, like, not good at class. I just couldn't focus.
Is that why
bro.
They were making fun of you? Because you weren't good at class?
Yeah, because my friend William was so fucking smart. He was the curve. Right. You know, he was the guy that always got the A's, and, you know, and the teacher would be like, whoever has the lowest score, you know, the high score will set it there. And the motherfucker would set it at 100%. I'm like, Jesus. This fucking asshole, no, man. No,
that's
you
not
could
a curve
be dumb
at all.
Today, man.
Oh, you nope. could be really dumb today.
You could be really dumb for all of us,
so
bro.
You could be so dumb today.
Get a 78, much bro, so we can all get B minuses. Fucking asshole.
No, that's a dick one.
I did, man. I got 92. Fuck you, bro. Yeah, I dream of 92. I don't even know what a 92 looks like.
No, I really don't. I'm terrible at
math. I know a happy face is next to it. I know an 86 gets good work or a good job written next to it.
Nice effort is like 73.
Fuck. I don't know. You didn't like school? You were smart, though.
I had the ability to if I wanted to. I just never tapped into it. Just like you, I wanted to be a comedian, man. I was like 10 years old. I wanted to be a comic, and that was it for me. Mm. And then, you know, it was a big transition. Like when I was in Kuwait, I went to a nice private British English school. Mm. And then I was, you know, the standard of curriculum was really high, and it challenged you. And you're like, oh, man, you're learning multiple languages simultaneously. And then you come to America and... You know, you flee the war and
you're
you
like,
end up in ESL class. They are dumb. I was
these
like, Jesus Christ. It was like really bad.
Did you find that
the disparity was mind-boggling?
Did you find that when you came to America, you sort of dumbed down the way you talked compared to how you used to talk in Kuwait?
I mean, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was learning British English. There's nothing more just condescending than the British tone. There's nothing more that
at what age level did you come to the States?
I was 9.
You were 9. So you were right there when it was like this. Everybody had slang.
I mean,
everybody was introducing slang to you.
Slang, yeah. Oh, God. I mean, I asked my teacher for a rubber, and that's not what you do. I had British English, so I had all these British words that are really bad here in the States.
Like, yeah, but what does rubber mean in British English?
It means eraser.
Oh.
I just need an eraser.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was just like, I need a, oh, teacher, I need a rubber because I made a mess on my paper.
Hold on, you had an accent?
I had a little bit of a British accent.
No shit.
Yeah, like a hint of it. Yeah.
So then those motherfuckers are lying.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Because I know, because like fucking... What's the judge's name on American Idol? Or
Simon
no?
Cowell.
Simon?
Yeah.
Man, he's been living here for a long time. That accent should have been gone. Moe's been here since he was 9.
Yeah.
I don't hear a goddamn accent. Gone. Gone. That accent is by choice only. Kanaho Urawa. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Move your lips, motherfucker. Kanaho Urawa. I feel the same way. Cup of tea.
You pretentious motherfucker.
Yeah. Stop. You are purposely squeezing your asshole together to talk like that. Fuck you.
Yeah, it went away. I think it's the age, though. I wonder what the age is where it just sticks with you forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if you come later in life, you probably...
It's going to be hard.
20, 21, you're probably going to keep it.
2021, you think that's the age?
I think that's the cutoff. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I think you're right on the cusp around there. I have no scientific.
Oh, what you're saying is if you've been in that culture, right?
Yeah.
Till into your 20s, and then you move to America, then it just stays?
It's probably going to stay a little longer. Mm. Yeah.
I think so. I think that's about accurate. I have it for a couple of years.
I think it's still a choice. I think it's still a choice, man. I remember Mark Wahlberg used to be black.
Yeah.
That motherfucker had the thickest street accent. I remember interviews. He was like, yeah, I knew I was right for this part. When, all day, you know what I'm saying? Arsenio. I knew I had that skill. My brother's in the group doing the boy band shit. 100%. And I was like, I want to be a rapper, motherfucker. I want to be a rapper. Okay, Marky Mark. No, okay. Don't okay me, motherfucker. He was hardcore.
Wow.
He was hardcore in Arsenio Hall.
And then he got Calvin.
Don't okay me, motherfucker.
And then he got the Calvin Klein ad, and now.
And hi, I just want you to know I'm doing a movie with Alyssa Milano. It's some of my best work yet. My brothers and I are going to start a cheeseburger franchise. The right stuff. Come on.
I think we should make a TV show about my struggles. Let's do that. Let's make a TV show about my struggles and call it Entourage.
Entourage!
You'll be Turtle, Fifi.
Oh, my God. So hood. Oh, Jesus Christ. Come on. Feel it.
This coffee's really hot.
Am I right or am I right?
Yeah, you're right. No, 100%.
100, bro. Hey,
man. He probably did. What if he still talks that way to his family? Like, he keeps...
Yo, the only one that still talks straight is Donnie.
Donnie
still
talks like that?
Talks like that.
That's because he moved when he was 20.
He don't give a fuck. Donnie's still hood.
Yeah, Donnie's still hood.
Still hood
on
the Carnival cruise ships.
Right.
They rent out, they rent out cruise ships, and it's sold out for New Kids on the Block.
What?
Yes, they have New Kids on the Block cruise ships. Wow, and they sell the whole motherfucker out, man.
Wow.
They should call
him. He's the blackest one on that goddamn
ship.
They
just fuck everybody on that ship. They just do that to get away from her.
Mo, I'm not going to put that out there, man.
I'm just saying.
At one point,
you're stuck on a fucking ship and you're New Kids on the Block and everybody came for you.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Hey, I wasn't going to go for the obvious.
I'm just saying, you know?
But,
he's like, I'm motherfucking Donnie. You know what I mean? Suck this dick. You know? Whoa, hold on a second. Yeah, you suck this motherfucking dick. I'm going to FaceTime my brother while you do this.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Yeah, FaceTime.
See, this my Christmas tree. It ain't decorated.
FaceTime your brother. FaceTime Mark. Do it.
My nephew Mark?
No. Do the character. You're Donnie. FaceTime Donnie. Mark.
Yo, what's up, Mark?
Hey, what's up, Donnie? Are you fucking bitches? That is so awesome. Wow.
Oh, wow. Don't look, bitch. Don't look at my brother while you're sucking my dick.
Don't talk to her like that. Oh, God. Holy shit.
Yeah. Cruise ships 2018, bitch.
Hey, you guys better be there or be square. Come on, ladies.
Uh.
Oh, that was great, oh, man.
That felt good. We should animate that. Yeah.
We should animate that.
I'm not going to lie, man. I am a Mark Wahlberg fanatic. You put his name on any movie poster, guaranteed I'm there. Yeah. I'm there.
You're going to go there or you're just going to watch it when it comes out?
I will go the minute it comes out.
Are you still like a moviegoer, avid moviegoer?
We are because of the road.
Yeah.
We have neglected it for the past 3 months.
Yeah.
But it is a thing to do on a Thursday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's our shit. Yeah. Or, you know what I mean? Like, I'm old now, so I don't really want to go to the clubs anymore. Yeah. So it's like, it's either let's go eat or let's watch a movie. But yeah, if it's Mark Wahlberg, look, these are my top three, man. Tom Cruise all day, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All day. I don't care. There's no action. It's like either Jackie Chan or Tom Cruise. That's it.
Yeah. Jackie Chan or Tom Cruise?
Hands down.
Who
else can do
stunts? I'd watch Jackie Chan more than I do Tom Cruise, I think.
I'm talking about new Cruise, though. Older Cruise, he's on some Jackie Chan shit, bro.
No, I agree.
Tom Cruise.
I'm not trying to insult anybody. You backed away with your chair. Like, hold on a fucking second.
I'm glad you. Yeah.
You insulted Tom in my podcast.
Like,
I was like, whoa,
Cruise.
Hold on a second. All right, Tom Cruise is the shit, man.
Thank you.
All day, all day.
You're talking like you haven't had beef in a long time, man. Don't fuck me up.
Yeah, hold on a second. Yeah, I mean, like, look, I'm a fan. I'm a big fan. Actually, like, the Mission Impossible movies just keep getting better, which is crazy.
Yeah.
That last one, bro.
I was like, there's definitely going to be another one. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Listen to me.
He's going to be 65 years old doing
and
them
still
shits.
Jumping buildings. The new Mission Impossible was so good, they didn't need dialogue. That could have just went to music.
Yeah.
Just keep fighting and jumping, man.
I thought it was, though, most of the time.
There was about 20 minutes where they didn't speak.
Yo, this is whoever writes the Mission Impossible movies, this is all they have to write. And then nothing else. Just go like this. Did they go rogue? And then done. Done. And then just a fight breaks out. Then a fight breaks out. Did they go rogue? Yeah, they went rogue. Boom. Fight sequence.
Yeah.
Action.
Did they go rogue? He's dead. He's not dead.
Yes, he's
rogue.
Just fucking running. I bet you they shoot the first 15 minutes of him running.
Let's
knock this out,
they
Tom.
Just do wardrobe changes?
Just run. We need you to run down this fucking street as fast as you can.
That guy
Action.
Runs a lot.
Fucking runs.
That, runs a
that
lot.
That running scene in the last one was the longest running scene I've ever seen.
Motherfucker.
If I got that scene, I would be like, guys.
What's that?
If I got that scene, I would be like, guys, nobody spoke to you?
Yeah,
nobody
nobody
told you I can't do this? I am not capable for sprinting at full speed for fucking... 20 minutes is just not
We're
going to
do
happen.
10 seconds of running and we're going to loop that shit.
Yeah.
here's the director mad at Mo. Mo, you know, Tom shot this whole sequence in one day. This is the fifth day.
I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. I know what my capabilities are.
Yeah.
Close combat, though, you're fucked.
Oh, you're done.
Running, I can't do it.
Close combat, you are a beast, bro.
I'm beast.
The minute the person you're fighting starts running...
It's a done fight. The fight's over.
How about if he runs away, comes back, hits, runs?
We'll just close
that's Ali. That's what Ali did.
No. I mean, you can't just run. I mean, still in that space, I can figure out.
Okay, so you can figure out how to trap you inside the ring.
Yeah, for sure.
Damn, that's confidence
there. I can trap you in the ring.
You can trap.
When I say trap you in the ring, I'm talking about you. I can trap you.
You can trap me in the corner of the ring.
No, I'm saying that.
I'm pretty fast, man. I'm mobile. Are we fighting right now?
No, we're not fighting. We have no beef.
Yo, I got a tree. No ornaments, motherfucker. It's been sitting there.
What if you showed up home and I didn't tell you I was just decorating your tree?
Decorating the tree.
Just sitting there. Just
with tinsel.
Yeah. It's so lovely, this tree.
Oh, my God.
Mark Wahlberg comes out. We decorated the motherfucking tree. Are you ghetto again?
Oh, yeah, man. That's what I do when I make my trees, man.
Only time he's ghetto when he's
decorating trees.
Trees
with eggnog. It's the eggnog, motherfucker. Someone spiked the eggnog. Eggnog again.
This God fucking cream it, gets me every time.
Every time Mark drinks eggnog, he holds it like it's a 40 ounce.
Yeah. Oh my God. Imagine a 40 ounce full of eggnog. It's just somebody out of the corner.
He starts pouring it in front of the tree. He starts pouring eggnog in front of the tree. Yo, rest in peace, motherfucker. Yeah.
Tis the season, motherfucker.
Tis the season, motherfucker. Oh, God.
This is great.
This is fun, man. man. Was fun, that was only 15 minutes.
That's it.
I still got to learn about your family.
That's it. Well, you already know. We know one pilot. That's all you need.
We know one nerdy one it's became one a pilot. What's his name?
That
oh, yeah, Mohammed.
No, I'm just kidding.
Mohammed Amer, man. Yeah. We're all proud of you. That's not what I was getting at when I got to that. What I was getting at is when you pick a career choice, especially with immigrant families, my mom, you know what I mean? My mom came to this country in like 69, 70.
Amazing.
So like her whole thing was, you don't want to see my struggle. You don't want to be broke like me when I was a kid. And I'm here so you can go to college. Because college is the key to success for these, you know, for them when they get here. Go to college and I don't have to worry about you.
Exactly.
I'm good. You got a college degree. It's good. I did my job. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to get a job. And they never adapt to the times or know what dreams are.
Right. There's no – so what are you talking about? Yeah, this doesn't happen to us.
Yeah.
You know? We grind it out. That's what we do.
What are you talking about passion? What do you mean passion? Yeah. Passion stops at 17.
That's right.
You got a passion. Yeah, you can have that passion.
You're going to be a loser.
But when 18 hits, you got to start thinking about reality, right?
100%. Start 18?
Yeah, like
right when you get that degree. High school diploma. Diploma, my mom was a different person. My mom was I was all about being funny when I was from like 11 to like 15, 16, because my mom did all these events, you know what I mean? So I had to perform at these Filipino events and shit.
That's amazing.
Oh, she loved it. Man, she made me a Michael Jackson glove. I was doing Michael Jackson for 6 years. Michael didn't even have an album yet. I'm still doing Billie Jean and shit. And then that all kind of died out right when I got that diploma. She was like, go to college, you know. And I was like, Mom, I didn't even do good in high school. She was like, well, then go to community college and start up again, you know, and build up your credits. And she was all about that shit. I'm like, Mom, I struggled in high school. How the fuck am I going to be good at college?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even if I get a degree, we're going to owe so much money for the degree. I want to be a comedian. Yo, not having it.
Not having it.
Did not want to talk to me. She didn't know what
was I mean, like, it is like an American art form.
Yeah. Right?
So it's like, it's not really.
Our version is an American art form. Because stand up in the Philippines is fucking huge.
Yeah.
But it's done by the transvestite. What is it called?
You're talking about the shows,
what are they called? The ones that dress up
one word or two words.
Drag. That shit is huge in the Philippines, man. When I used to live out there, man, my mom loved all the TV shows were hosted by, you know, the drag queens. They ran it.
Yeah.
Huge. Those will sell out. To this day, they still sell.
Yeah, and it's amazing how progressive they were back then.
They were progressive
How many years? That was like a long, you were like, what, eight?
I was seven.
Yeah.
Six, seven. I remember that. I remember being like, yo, this is crazy. Like, and laughing, dying. I loved it. My mom loved it. That was her shit. So, like, comedy's always been in their blood, but it was very slapstick, very, you know, the drag, that style of humor. Mm. But they didn't know our style. You know, she didn't understand that.
No. They don't. They didn't understand the art form at all. They didn't get it. What are you doing? You're wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
You could be doing so much more. You could be, you know, they wanted me just to be I have an entrepreneurial spirit, so I get where. And honestly, man, if I had a son or a daughter and they were like, I want to be a comedian, I'd be like, oh, fuck, son. It's going to be.
Isn't that crazy?
It's going to be a lot of work. Please don't. Please.
Would you say please don't?
I would encourage my son, yes. I wouldn't say please don't, but I would just be concerned, just like my mother was at the time.
Yeah. I mean, because you know the struggle.
Yeah, it's painful. I mean, I'd obviously give him the playbook and see how committed he is or she is, you know. But yeah, man, I think it's. I mean, I remember Chappelle asking me, how do you feel about, you know, being a comedian? I was like, it's the worst, best decision I've made.
Yeah. Mm. How many years are you in?
20.
20, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy. Wow. Yeah. Started in 99?
Yeah.
89, bro. This is my 30th year. It's even weird to say.
That's amazing, bro. That's a great year. It's a good number, man.
Yeah, 30, right?
It's a beautiful number.
It's crazy because the first 16, it was all like my mom not having it.
Yeah.
And it hurt. It hurt my feelings, man. That's why when I said that about the pilot thing, I got upset.
Yeah, fuck them.
No, really, because the first 16, it was always about my mom drilling other fucking titles in front of me and not appreciating what her son was doing on his own.
Exactly.
Did she tell you that
16 years of struggle is equivalent to a goddamn master's degree in
it
something.
Is. Yeah. More. Yeah.
And I'm
PhD.
About to
man. You're a PhD.
Yeah, man. Whatever. I don't know numbers.
Yeah.
I don't know degrees. It hurt my feelings. Yeah. And she would, one day I did tell her that. I remember where we were. We were in the mall. And I go, hey, Mom, you know, it's not cool that you don't even come to my shows. Like, you don't even say, like, you don't even support anything that I do. And then she bought me a camera that day. She bought me a camcorder. Yeah, because I'm trying to save up money to record my sets.
Yeah.
And I just told her in the mall, I was like, you know, you don't even support me. You don't even tell people what I do. Yeah. Like you don't even come to the shows. Like, you know, I just want you to know it hurts my mind. And then she apologized. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
It's a good moment, though. It's a breaking point. Yeah. Right,
and she told me not to tell Fred. She goes, don't tell Fred I bought this. Because she used the card. And she goes, don't tell Fred, my stepdad, don't tell Fred I bought this for you. She bought me a 3CCD. Wow. I still remember. I still have it.
Yeah,
it's a Sony 3CCD, a 3-chip digital is what it was called. And it was like, it was $1,000 and she bought it for me.
Now, is that what you did to like film those shows and everything and sell them?
Yeah, yeah.
That's so dope, man.
That's really dope, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mom was the same exact, I think the turning point, and my mom never came out to show. She came out to one as well. It's not like she was so against it. She didn't want to go. She's just tired. She don't like, you know, gatherings. It was part of that thing. You know? But she definitely, you know, had the same resistance for sure. What are you doing? Where is this going? This and that. I'm like, Mom, I'm so close. Just trust me. And even when I started touring with Chappelle, I mean, she doesn't know. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know who Dave is. Like, she doesn't. My mom's like, the famous people for my mom is everybody who hosts game shows.
Oh,
Steve Harvey is famous. Alistair Beck, Wheel of Fortune, you know what I mean? Like Peter Say.
That's your reference, right?
That's it. Like, those guys are like really
Mom,
famous.
I'm opening for someone famous. Pat Sajak?
Exactly.
She got on the phone already. He's opening for Pat Sajak. He made it.
That's right. So it was that kind of thing. And actually when I started touring globally and doing bigger theaters, and she started, you know, seeing him from a distance. And then I did this like massive show in Egypt, and that was like her. He was the Egyptian John Stewart, and he had like 80 million viewers. And I did his show, and everybody started talking now in the family as well. That gave it the thing. But really, the biggest turning point where she really grasped the whole situation was at Radio City Music Hall when Dave was doing his residency there. And I did the last six shows with him. So it was like Chance the Rapper, John Stewart popping in, you know, all these like massive artists, Lauryn Hill to Trap. Like, it was just crazy show. So she saw those and she was like, oh my God, this is what he's been busting his ass for the last 18 years.
Cool.
That was that moment. And I come walking off backstage and my mom is just crying.
Oh, nice.
She's just crying.
Yeah.
And I was like, and she understood it. That was it for us.
That's always a huge moment when they understand it, man.
Yeah.
And look how emotional I get. Like, out of the gate, but it's a big deal, bro. Yeah.
I can see it in your eyes, man.
It's because of your Christmas tree.
Joe, what was the moment your parents understood?
Man, well, my dad was on it. You know, my dad jumped out of my life, you know, very young, right around 11, 12. I didn't see him for years, you know. Mm-hmm. And then right when I told him I was doing stand-up, he couldn't believe it.
Right.
And he wanted to be a pilot.
That's hilarious.
He wanted to be a pilot. And his whole life, he worked on he was in love with cargo planes, even when he was a kid. So you have to put your headspace back to a kid that was born back in the, you know, 40s, you know what I mean? Imagine a cargo plane to a kid. He was just like, that's amazing. I didn't know how they got a tank across the ocean. And so he wanted to be a pilot. And then he ended up being he worked on C-5s and loading C-5s.
Oh, wow.
That was his thing. His specialty was loading C-5s. And then when he retired, he became a flight attendant because he's so addicted to big planes.
Yeah.
Like, I remember as a kid, he used to have C-5s, B-10 bombers. He had all like B-110 or whatever they are. The big giant planes. He would do models and make them. And then, you know, and then he kind of like, when my mom and dad divorced, it was one of those 80s divorce where they hate each other. And we don't speak to each other anymore. And then, I'm leaving, bitch. And then he really left.
Really
it is old school.
Yeah, it's old school shit.
And,
I get it.
Yeah, and I don't hate him for it. There's another sub story to that, too. So I kind of understand his whole thing. But he came back into my life at like 20. Like, you know what I mean? And then, and then he maxed out his credit card. And, I remember I wanted a website. I go, Dad, I need a website. I remember one year I was like, Dad, I need a website.
Yeah.
And then he gave me like $5,000 for a website. And by the way, I got ripped off by this guy that made me the website.
Oh, no.
But it was all good though, because my dad was like, yo, he was investing in me. And he told me in the car, he's like, look, I always wanted to be a pilot. And every year I go, oh, I'll do it next year. And then next, you know, here I am in my late 60s. And I wasn't a pilot. He goes, so I'm going to live vicariously through you.
Wow.
You know what's crazy? That situation can turn into two extremes, right? Because you can get the parent that is so resentful that they didn't follow their dream.
Yeah.
That they don't want you to follow
so
yours.
So true.
Yeah. Or it's the other way around, how Jack was.
That is so true.
Is it resentful or just like, oh, they just know that it's all pipe dreams, you know?
Yeah.
So like, stop living reality. It's not possible. You know, that's what they've been told. It's not possible. This is not what we do. This is the structure. This is how you become successful.
But they also
don't try to do this because I don't want you to fail like
that. But I think what Dre is saying is because they did try and chase it, they failed.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And they think that failure is you know, they take that failure and they teach the person, like,
yeah, they project it on
you. I already tried.
Yeah, I already tried.
I already tried it.
It's not going to
work. You can't do it.
Yeah.
You can't do it. It's for a special breed of people. We're not. We're the Herberts.
That's not us.
We're the Herberts. I'm John Charles Herbert. You're Joseph G. Herbert. Exactly. The Herberts don't do successful shit.
Right.
We are mediocre.
We're middle of the road.
Yeah, we're middle of the road. So, you know what I mean? I'm just going to go ahead and cut your 30-year struggle in half. And, you know, try and get into upper management.
Get a degree.
Upper management is the highest form of hourly pay. You know what I mean?
It's so true. I remember my dad was, when I started doing stand-up, he was like, oh, you shouldn't do that, man. You got to be careful. You're going to all these places. I remember once I got jumped in New York and they took all my shit. Like, don't go to New York, whatever you do. And I love New York. And he didn't understand it either. And then I went and I did a show, like a military tour. We did some shows, and then and you know how they give you the little medals when you go to each of the little bases.
Yeah.
And I gave him all of them, and then he understood. He's like, okay, I like this.
Oh, that's cool. Dope.
But that's the snap. You never know what's gonna be that moment when they like.
Yeah. Yeah, that's big, cool.
You know,
I'm just glad my dad. Yeah, that's why when I did the Tonight Show, I invited my dad to it because they couldn't be together.
The parents?
No. I mean, they just recently started, like, and when I say recently, it's like 5 years ago, six years ago. Yeah, they're not sitting on opposite sides where you feel the elephant in the room. You know what I mean? Like an undressed Christmas tree. You know what I mean? So I knew, like, when I got the Tonight Show. Plus, I didn't like my mom's reaction when I told her. I was at JFL.
Yeah,
and Ross and Mark came up to me, and they were like, "Mark and Ross? No, it's Bob. Fuck! Now I forgot their names. God damn it! Anyways, is it Bob and Ross? Bob and Ross?
I think you're thinking about the artist Bob Ross.
No, I'm not. Anyways, well, when they came up to me, the bookers back then, came up to me at the end of my set. And they hugged me and they're like, we're going to put you on the Tonight Show. Like right when I did New Faces.
Amazing.
The minute I walked off the stage.
What? That's amazing.
Literally, right when I walked off stage.
That's amazing.
And Bob and Ross. And when I walked off stage, they hugged me and they go, we're going to put you on the Tonight Show. Right when you get back, we're going to get you. I was crying.
That's amazing.
I called my mom. No reaction.
Wow.
No reaction. Just like, oh, okay, good. You know, your auntie is sick and you should give her a call. Like,
yeah.
Like, are you kidding? Like, this is what I've been working for.
Right.
Like,
did she know? Give me a little something, then tell me my aunt's sick.
Did she know the magnitude of the Tonight Show at
did
all?
Did not even give.
Did she not care, or did she not know? Like,
I don't
how
think
big
she
it
gave
was.
Of course, she knows what the Tonight Show is. That's the only show that's on TV in the fucking 70s.
Yeah.
That's the biggest fucking entertainment show.
Yeah.
She knows.
Monstrous.
She went, back then, Johnny. That's all we watched
huge.
When we were growing up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she knows the Tonight Show. So like her reaction. I'm not shitting on my mom right now.
Yeah,
I get it.
It's just frustration. You're situationally frustrated.
Yeah, because she didn't understand how many years it took me to get there.
Right.
Like, I think that was my 15th year right there when I finally got that.
Wow.
And by the way, I'm still working at a shoe store.
Yeah.
I'm working at Nordstrom Rack, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Nordstrom Rack right there in front of LAX.
Yeah.
That one. I was working at that.
Yeah.
And fucking put shoes. I was also catering yachts at the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I had a newborn kid, and then she did not get it, man. Not even a compliment. I think what her first thing, I got the Tonight Show. She goes, oh, are you going to be on tomorrow? Or something like that. She thought I was on it or something.
Yeah.
I go, no, mom, I got it. They're going to book it for me, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah. And I'm over-explaining
maybe
at this point.
Maybe she didn't, like, believe it or, like, really understand or grasp it.
No. Don't do my mom injustice.
All right,
please, sorry. Don't justify my mom's reaction.
I feel like we're going to cut in 30 minutes. We're all going to be crying.
That's good pod.
My father.
That's good pod. Yeah. Hey, I'm not going to lie, man. Mo started tearing up when he talked about his mom crying at Radio City Musical.
Man,
I saw your eyes red. I saw the tears.
Why you gotta bring it up again, bro?
because it's real, man. That's what life is all about, and that's what passion is all about.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, people don't understand this struggle. It is when you believe in something and you want to do something, the only person that fucking believes in you is you.
Right. And that's why you cry.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why you cry. And that's why I said that about your brother.
It's also very emotional for me. Like, I want the, because she's all I got left. My father died when I was 14. So I always wonder how my father would react to me being a comedian. Mm. I really feel like he would be supportive because he's just such a, and I was the youngest kid in the family. Maybe he would have let me slide a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure. It's like 50-50, really. Because he's such, again, he was such a brilliant dude. So I don't know what it is, but he was just like a bigger than life personality.
How did he get to Kuwait? He's the one that moved the family here, right?
Yeah, so it's kind of it's a complicated story. So we're originally Palestinian, which means we're stateless, but my father became a telecommunication engineer, persevered, and he ended up getting a job for Kuwaiti Oil Company in Kuwait. And so he was doing really well. Really, really well. Where, you know, build up a nice life savings for himself. And then the Gulf War happened, lost everything overnight.
Oh, you were there?
I was
during
there.
That?
Yeah, I was there.
Holy shit. I thought you moved out of there before then.
No, man, they almost threw a grenade in my room. I was sleeping, but
that's what
my mom told me the next
now,
day.
When you say they, because there was two sides going
Iraqi,
after Kuwait.
Yeah, the Iraqi invasion.
So when Saddam came in.
Yeah, so the Iraqi invasion, that's what took over. Shit. Kuwait doesn't have a military, so they're just like, fold! You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they called the U.S., and the U.S. came in many months later. I wasn't there for that part. My mom was, and my father was, and my brother was, but she got myself and my sister out first.
Wow.
And I talk about it in the special. That's why I get so emotional, is because what she did to get us out. Yeah. She's such a gangster. Like,
Oh, they're all gangsters.
They're all gangsters.
Yeah,
well, sure.
These women today will never live up.
Ever.
I can't even explain ever.
This avocado toast is soggy. Bitch, we fled war, bitch. Shut the fuck up.
I'm growing an avocado tree.
God damn, I want to like slide all the avocado off of her fucking toast and just throw it off to the side and lick my fingers as I'm walking away.
Yeah. They have no idea.
I can't stand it, bro.
Yeah.
So ungrateful.
Like, see, now you got me wanting to call my mom after this.
I'm hot right now, bro. Now you got me hot.
Now I see why my mom didn't give a shit about the Tonight Show.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say, man. I was really going to say, like, look, man, they're so old school. They keep you grounded. What?
That was a pivotal moment in my career. Yeah, my mom was like, oh, okay, it's a TV show.
Yeah.
How are you going to pay your rent, motherfucker?
Because
I'm tired of kicking you $200 every weekend so you can buy diapers.
Yeah.
No one helped me buy diapers.
Yeah,
I made diapers.
You know how hard it is to quilt diapers?
Yeah. Joseph? Do you know how hard it is to make diapers out of nothing?
I mean, like, my mother was paying off ransoms to get my father off. Like,
holy,
I don't know
shit.
What you trying to. My mom did hostage negotiations to get my father out.
Are you serious?
So, yeah, to get my sister and I out, she like made custom money belts and hid it strategically behind in the lining of her purse and sewed it back up as if nothing happened and got us out, went back. My dad was taken away for his political opinion. And I mean, like, come on, man. He's a fucking gangster.
Yeah, man.
Talking about avocado toast. Shut the fuck up!
Yeah. Fuck your avocado. But this bread is rye. It's supposed to be on sourdough! I'm allergic to rye! Fuck you, bitch. We had to hide in rye. My mom rolled me up in rye bread and snuck me on a ship.
I was smuggled in a barrel
bitch.
Of barley.
All I dreamt about was avocado.
Damn!
My mom fed me green yogurt and called it avocado.
You're drinking $7 water. Shut the fuck up!
You bitch!
Damn, you got me hot!
I haven't had an avocado since I turned 30.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that shit is!
Oh my
bitches.
God.
When I say bitches, I don't mean one specific gender, too.
Yeah, yeah.
All of them.
No, it's men and women.
Men and women.
Yes.
We call that
anything.
Bitch made.
They're bitches.
Bitch made.
So many goddamn bitches out there.
Colloquial word. I got you. Yeah. Colloquial speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's real.
Fucking real, man.
Love you, Mo.
I need to bring it back.
At real Mo Ammer. R-E-A-L-M-O-A-M-E-R. Netflix special off the fucking chain, bro.
Thank you, bro.
Good night. Lights out. I love it when someone's just comedically talented. You know what I mean? Like, I love just talking to someone that is just funny. You know? And then you know how to write.
and you know how to perform, and you know the art. Yeah. You know?
No, that's what I love. Old school. Chase knows. My mentor Danny, I mean, he was one of my first mentors in stand up, and he just like when I first when I was 17, he was just like, "Listen, you're gonna be my last student. And if you listen to me, you're gonna be wildly successful. If you don't waste my time.
Yeah.
And get out of my club, basically."
Wow.
Danny Martinez.
This is what he
What club is this?
This is the Comedy Showcase in Houston.
Wow.
And he was just like just schooled me, man. Schooled me. He was like, "You want to be successful?" I was like, "Yes, of course I want to be successful. You really want this?" I was like, "Yes." He's like, "Well, it's going to take you 20 years.
Yeah.
But you'll get there." Yeah. Sure enough.
Yeah, man.
On the 20 year cusp of my 20 year anniversary, I have an hour Netflix special. Yep. And, you know, and that's the same thing. I got Colbert around, you know, 16 years in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was so excited to smash that. And then I did that. And then I was telling my mom. And my mom was also like, "Yeah, yeah, that's mm-hmm. cool." And I was like, "No, you know, the guy that just took over for Letterman." You know, like I was trying to describe it to her. And she's like, "Yeah, that's great. You know,
that's great. Your cousin is a pilot." Maybe he could fly you there.
Yeah, it was one of those things. She was proud, but she was just like, but, you know, foundation's cracked. You going to fix this shit or not? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like that's really what it came down to. And that's what I love about it, though.
Yeah.
That's, they keep you so grounded that you just, like, realize, there's so much depth to life that this stuff is great. And these accomplishments are great, but these relationships are, like, really priceless.
Yeah.
Being so just... You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's great, but, you know, we're trying to figure out, you know, how to get citizenship for your cousin and make sure he gets out of this refugee camp that he's in right now.
Yeah,
right?
We're
like, "Oh, okay, I'm just going to go on this tour, Mom, and enjoy this."
Yeah, I'm going to eat a Cheesecake Factory for breakfast at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They make a killer omelet at 2 in the afternoon. Then we're going to shop. You know, Dallas has the best malls, so... I hear you, Mom.
Go ahead and smuggle those refugees.
Smuggle away.
Smuggle in a barrel of barley.
Hey, Mom, there's a reason why I don't eat rye. Because you wrapped me up in it.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, betonline.ag. That's right, another huge week in sports across the NFL and NBA with some very exciting matchups. There is only one place to get in all this action. That is betonline.ag. That's right, betonline.ag. Use the promo code podcast1 for that 50% off sign up bonus. That's podcast1, betonline.ag. Go online or use your mobile phone to sign up today at betonline.ag and try in-game live betting where you can participate with all the action with every play. Use the promo code podcast1 for a 50% off sign-up bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Two people I really love dearly. One, of course, Dr. Drew. And then, of course, my guy, Adam Carolla. I love everything about these two guys. And they're the ones that basically started this whole thing. I'll put it out there. I'll say it. Yeah. They inspired a generation. You know what I mean? I love it. They're the reason. You want to hear everything these guys have to say. This is what I need you guys to do. Go listen to the Adam and Drew Show. Listen to it right now on Podcast One. Two of my favorites. And, of course, the guys that make me want to do this podcast thing over and over again. Adam and Drew. Love you. Raleigh. Is it Raleigh or Raleigh? Everyone says it two ways, right?
Raleigh
improv. Oh shit, I didn't know they had an improv in Raleigh.
That's what everybody keeps telling me, which makes me worry even more. Then. It makes
That's
me worry
new.
More.
No, it brand it's new? Brand new. It's gotta be. Is it? It's gotta be. If not, well then make it brand new because Mo Ammer is coming to Raleigh, North Carolina.
I'll be in Toronto January 25th and 26th at the Comm Museum. They have a beautiful venue there that I'm doing.
Oh, is it right there?
It's the Con Museum. It'll be 25th and the 26th of January.
Oh, you're doing two shows.
Yeah.
Yo, Canada, bro. Talk about crowds,
oh,
bro.
They're amazing, huh?
They're amazing.
Toronto crowds are fucking
Toronto,
amazing.
Bro. What is it about Toronto?
Because Toronto is the New York of Canada. It really is. And Vancouver is California. They really are
100%.
The same way. And then there's Montreal, which is just...
France.
Willie Mo- Shut the fuck up, man. Say hello, bitch. I know you know how to say hello. Shut the fuck up.
I'll be coming to Montreal, actually. And no, I'm just kidding.
No, Montreal is great, man. But Toronto, though, is on another level, man.
It is a different level. You ever buy weed on Kensington Street?
No.
I was like, man, he could really use some weed. I was just outside smoking a cigarette in front of the lobby. and the bellhop was like, yeah, man, just go stand on Kensington Street. I was like, for real? He's like, yeah. Just stand there, just smoke a cigarette. Somebody will eventually walk up to you.
That's funny.
Sell you some weed. I was like, no way. He was like, I'm telling you. So I was like, is it safe? He was like, yeah, man, it's very safe. Everybody's hanging out. It's a great place, you know? So, all right. So just went hanging out. Sure enough, halfway through my cigarette, what's up, bro? This guy reggae out, just dreads out, just shows up. Jamaican dude, what's up, bro? He need the fight. He's already smoking a blunt. Like I'm like,
hilarious.
Yay! You ever buy a dime bag wrapped in aluminum foil? I'm like, you kind of fucked
That's
yourself.
So funny.
You can't
That's
ever
funny.
Go through metal detectors with that. You
Who
need
puts it in aluminum foil?
I don't know.
That's not even an investment.
He was out of Ziplocs. I don't know what to say. I mean,
I bought a dime in Stockton, California in aluminum foil.
That is the weirdest shit.
Yeah, I had to inspect
and you should
it
be,
really tight.
You should be afraid.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
Yeah. If I didn't have enough experience on the streets in Houston, I would be definitely scared. You know what I mean?
Well, even just getting the package in aluminum, you're like, this could be anything.
But no. If it was like crunched up, then I'd be like, this motherfucker's sloppy. No, it was folded nicely. It was nicely put together.
Yeah.
He had tape on it.
It's a swan. Man, you used to work at Ruth Chris. This motherfucker used to wrap up leftover filet mignons. Now he's selling dime bags. He gives swans out.
This motherfucker doing aluminum he's like, origami.
You got a dime. He's like, pull the tail. It moves the head. And you're like, God damn, it's flying.
And it just spits out the weed out of its beak. This guy made it mechanical.
Hilarious,
this is unbelievable,
bro. Yo, anyone that sells a dime bag in aluminum foil definitely has a razor blade tucked in their mouth. So, yeah, that dude is ready to fight and die for a $10 bag.
It's funny because I remember what he was wearing. I remember everything about the person.
Really?
I don't. I'm not going to identify him.
Yeah, don't identify him.
I was just kidding.
Yeah.
I can't remember what he looks like. Sorry about that, Greg. Like fuck!
It seems like if a fairy turned weed into a human. That's the guy that walked up to you.
It was amazing.
Hilarious.
Like, I was there, not even half cigarette through. He just knew. He was like, yeah, that motherfucker wants weed. Look at his chubby ass. He just wants the munchies.
He wants the munchies.
He wants it. He wants it. But you wanted that? Yes. Welcome. How are you? It was amazing.
He knows your name,
guys.
Mo.
Yeah.
What?
Are you the pilot? Fuck. Nah, man. I'm the comedian. Fuck you.
That's what I'm calling back. Everything right there. Oh, good job. Are you the pilot? No, mother. That's my cousin. That's great, dude.
What if I just send somebody decorating your tree right now while we're here?
That'd be so dope if I went back and there's a star on top. There's eggnog.
A 40-ounce eggnog.
A little mini Mark Wahlberg.
Yes.
Just in underwear, though. He's just sitting there in underwear.
Calvin Klein underwear and a red hat. Santa Claus hat.
Tom Cruise wearing
Merry
black.
Christmas, everyone. From the Wahlbergs. From the Wahlbergs to your family. Oh, God. I hope everyone was good this year. I can't breathe.
That's so
I
funny.
Can't breathe.
Didn't you do a Mark Wahlberg impression, Chase?
Yeah. Sure. But I think that's my favorite one.
That's so good. The holding of the squeaking bowl is just too
funny. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh,
I can't breathe. Oh, this is hysterical.
I feel like you're going to get a call from him at some point.
Yeah.
I heard you making fun of me and my family, motherfucker.
Yeah. So dumb.
You think it's funny?
Who's this, Donnie?
Yeah. No, it's Mark. He turns back.
He's so bad.
Yeah.
No, everyone thinks it's Donnie. It's Mark, goddammit.
So
it's fucking Mark. Now he's an angry skater, dude. It's fucking Mark,
bro.
Fuck you, dude.
Way over the line.
Yeah.
Way over the line.
Yeah, way over, bro. The line. I crossed it a long time ago, bro.
You're way over the line. Leave my family out of this.
I'm none of those kids. I'm from a different block. This was hands down one of the funniest pods so ever, man. Ever. Hands down.
Oh. I'll be taking a shower and just laughing.
Oh, God.
There was no weed smoked either. That's the funny part.
Yeah, that's the best part,
that's
man.
That's the best part.
Funny is funny. I love it when people just know their talent and they go after stuff, man. And that doesn't have to be stand-up. That can be anything you want in life, man. You want to do it, do it. You know, you hear our stories, man. You know, you got family that's not there 100%, man. We had to go through that, you know, and that's just what it is. Don't give up on your dream, man.
No.
Dude, it's a long, long.
Unless you're really bad at it, then just didn't give up.
I still say don't.
No, you got to be realistic.
You know why, man? You live on this.
You got to be realistic. You can't be doing that shit. I know guys that I saw at open mics. I was like, that motherfucker's never going to make it.
Hey, listen. Look, Mo.
Larry? He sold real estate, though. You know what I mean? Like, we knew he wasn't
going to
make it.
I'm going to. Hold on. I rarely say that. Let me just give you.
I'm a believer. I want people to stick out their dreams. I got to add this disclaimer. I want people to do that.
No.
But there's just certain motherfuckers. Like, maybe you should just decorate trees for a living.
I hear you, bro. I hear you.
Yeah.
But let me explain why that motherfucker's on stage.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing to gauge it. There's nothing to gauge the talent of Mo Ammer. You need something shitty in order for someone to see a fucking diamond. And that's real.
You just want to shine? That's why, like, listen,
no,
you need to suck so bad so I can shine more.
It's not that. No, man, because I follow nothing but fucking big guys, man.
Of course.
You put anybody in front of me, I'm going to shine.
Of course.
What I'm saying is everything has to have that. You got to have a gauge.
Yeah.
You got to. And you can't, one thing you got to appreciate, because I know what you're talking about. I've seen him all the time. You know what I mean? I'm not taking him on the road with me.
Yeah, no,
but
what
But I understand that this dude has a dream and he wants to do it. If that's his life, that's his life.
No, that's dope. Yeah.
Right? You'll fucking do it.
Just don't ask me for $5.
But there's the people that have a dream that don't work at their craft.
Exactly. That's their fault. That's their fault.
I understand that, but I think that's who Mo's talking about. He's talking about the guy that goes up there, he has this dream, but he's not really working on his craft.
Bro. Yeah.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
No, that's not what Mo said. Mo said there's people that should just not be on fucking stage, but I agree with that as well.
What I'm saying, those are the people he's talking about.
Yeah, they're part of him, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's a large...
I agree with that 100%. 100%. But look,
you're just taking up airtime. Look, you could suck. It's not. Everybody has a bad set. Everybody has a bad experience. Everybody has those growth spurts. It happens. It's fine. You know, it's part of the process.
Mm.
Perfectly fine. I hear my sets when I was like 18. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy? But I appreciate that because that's where I was at that time. And it's a beautiful thing. And it's part of your evolution. Some of us, you listen 20 years later, like, yo, it's same, everything's the same.
But, did they work?
But
did they work at it? I just think that if you have a dream and you have a passion for something, you're going to work at it. And if you work at it, you're going to improve. I think that.
I don't think so either.
Yeah,
I agree with Mo 100%.
Yeah.
Like, some people just cannot identify the fact that that's not their talent.
Yeah.
And they're trying to chase something that's... But what I'm saying is that's their passion.
Right.
Okay.
If that's what you want to do, then do it. Like, I'm not going to hate
on
you for that.
Yeah,
because
that's the reason.
That's the reason why you can gauge shit. It's just that's God's way of showing you how to gauge shit.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean? I'm not saying like, yo, I'm glad he's out there because now you know why I'm good. That's not what I'm saying.
I'll
put any hitter in front of me. You know what I mean? I'm gonna hit it out the park. What I'm saying is, yo, those are the fucking people that you gauge. And what I do love is the fact that you're passionate. Find another thing to be passionate about.
Right.
But don't ever fucking walk away from your passion. Mm-hmm. Don't ever be scared or intimidated by your passion. If that's something you passionately love or want to do, then right. fucking do it, man. Right. Don't ever doubt yourself.
I agree. I agree with that 100 wholeheartedly.
Don't ever doubt yourself.
And I think it is comes down to people like that are not taking – I can't take somebody seriously who is not fully committed to the art form.
Yeah, you don't
like
tourists.
Oh, I need money. I was like, yo, I made a conscious decision to be very broke for a long time mm-hmm. to get – what I want.
Bro, you know? I still wouldn't mind being broke. I told my son that. I told my son the other day, I was like, look, I will die doing stand-up.
Yeah.
Like, all this shit right now that's happening is called a bonus.
Yeah.
I just got a bonus payment right
it's
now.
Beautiful, yeah.
But I would have been, you don't think I would be still at Nordstrom Rack? I would still be at Nordstrom Rack. I didn't give a shit. Mm-hmm. I remember getting excited.
Upper management.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. No, I never took management. I was like, no, I can't because I need to quit this motherfucker tomorrow if I get a good gig. Yeah, I need to quit.
This needs to be really, really, really flexible for me.
Yeah, man.
Like,
beyond
flexible. Like, as in, I'm going
to
quit tomorrow.
I need it so flexible when I quit, you'll hire me back. That's how flexible. I need that shit to bend and touch at the end. It needs to be a loop because that's where I'm coming. I'm coming right back to these shoes again, motherfucker.
I just sold fake Rolexes. That's the most flexible job ever.
That's hilarious.
That shit was made. My own hours.
I love it, dude.
That's what I did.
Yeah, man. I sold weed and put it in these goddamn origami tinfoil things, man.
I bet your mother was really impressed with it, though.
Yeah,
she
loved
like,
it,
oh.
man. Oh, that's nice. It's weed and an ornament. Yo, man. That was the best, man. I had fun, Mo.
Oh, man. Thank you for having
me.
You are fucking beautiful.
Legend,
man. I'm very happy to meet you, man. And thank you for everything you do looking out for my brother, Chase, man.
All day, man.
I love this brother, and he's such a hard worker.
Thank
comedian.
You, man.
He's been working hard for years, so I thank you for setting this up.
Man,
and
I love all you
all
guys,
meet, man.
I just want to see all this energy come together.
It's beautiful, man.
Beautiful. Thank you.
I'm going to go drink all of Adam Carolla's beverages in the fridge. Right?
There you go. Yeah, just check the expiration date. That's a gamble when you drink out of that fridge, man.
No, man, I'm really, really just an honor to meet you, man.
Oh, thank you.
Great human being, bro. I've heard so much about you for so long, and it's just overdue.
I love you, man.
Love you too, man.
You're the shit.
Watch that. Can you say watch my special in with a Filipino accent?
Everyone, you're going to really enjoy this comedy special. Mo Amer, which is a great name. I think it's short for Mo American?
Yes.
He is more American than anyone else out there. He is the American dream. He is what everyone dreams about. This is the real Mo Amer. And he is on Netflix.
It's
and
called The Vagabond.
It is so
say The Vagabond.
The Vagabond.
Yeah.
The Vagabond is, oh my God, BS and Victor. I'm telling you, everyone, watch Mo Amer on Netflix. And not on real talk, man, go to his Instagram, The Real Mo Amer. Go to his Twitter, it's the same name. And then, of course, Netflix. And then just see him live because everything you saw on Netflix, he's not going to do.
No,
you're going to see, you got a whole new hour. And then, of course, just as you can tell, his ad lib skills are on point. So you're going to get that too as a bonus. So
it's hard not to just lay back and watch you, man. It's fucking hilarious, bro.
Dude, you're the shit.
Man, likewise.
Please come back.
Let's jerk each other off next time, too.
Done.
It's amazing.
I thought that's what we were doing
right
now.
Wait, hold on. I know, that's what I meant. That's what I meant.
Sorry, I didn't spit on my hand, man.
That's what I meant, all right?
Oh, God. I love you guys. This is the Koi Pond. We're out. I love everybody. Let's go.
Peace.
I had no time, so I would make a way. Yeah. Now who'd have thought that she would walk away from me? I'm sleeping on her, now I'm wide awake. Damn, I miss the days when she would say she needs me. If I had the time with you again, I would like to be way more than friends. Girl, if you give me a second chance.